A major piece of the Detroit bankruptcy puzzle fell into place today. The city reached a deal with a group representing Detroit's retired police and firefighters. And the deal means no cuts to monthly pension checks for retired officers and firefighters. We're joined from Detroit by Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Cindy. Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us. So Kevin Orr's plan of adjustment, the restructuring roadmap we've been hearing so much about, called for monthly pension cuts of 6% for police and fire retirees. But now we hear no cuts?
Yes, that is indeed what we're hearing. Apparently, this is the settlement that has been reached between negotiators on behalf of the police and firefighters and the mediators on behalf of the city and the federal court. Yeah, they will not have to take any direct cuts to their pension, which obviously is something to celebrate for them. And significantly, you know, Kevin Orr had proposed at least 6% cuts, and now they're going to apparently get their full pensions. They're going to have to take some hits in terms of they're not going to get all of the cost of living adjustment that they usually get on an annual basis. Also, there will be changes to the retiree health care in terms of moving that to a separate outside so-called VEBA. But overall, this seems like a pretty good deal for the police and fire retirees, and definitely more than I think a lot of people were expecting.
So I think the message would be not jumping too quickly to strike a deal seems to have paid off for the police and fire retirees.
It does. I think we're seeing here that what has been proposed in the plan of adjustment is, you know, this is obviously a bargaining process, and that Kevin Orr, in his plan of adjustment, was trying to drive a pretty hard bargain. And, you know, whether or not this was actually what the city had anticipated giving up or whether they thought they would get a little bit more out of this group of retirees, I don't know. But it seems to have at least pushed them to seriously negotiate.
Which we know Judge Rhodes has been admonishing all parties, get with it, start bargaining and stop negotiating. And we know the city has now reached deals with two global banks and unsecured bondholders. Now come the police and fire retirees. So it appears next up are the general retirees, and we'd heard they faced a 26% pension cut. So you think today's deal with the police and fire retirees might give them cause to raise their hopes?
I think it does give them some cause to raise their hopes, although it's important to note that this is a deal that's been reached with sort of people who are negotiating on behalf of the police and firefighters, and the Detroit Retired Police and Firefighters Association did approve it, but that's more or less symbolic. They have to actually get their retirees to vote for this plan, and that sort of remains a question, too, for the general retirees in terms of how many retirees are actually going, when they cast their vote for or against the plan of adjustment, are going to go along with sort of what their leaders are suggesting that they do. But I would think, yes, that this would give the general retirees some hope that they're not going to have to take those big, 26% cuts that Kevin Orr was proposing. But at the same time, they probably are going to have to take at least some cuts. And, we'll see whether, as these agreements pile up, whether this makes them more inclined to make a settlement now and think that this is going to be the best deal that they'll get.
And it does seem that the retired Detroit Police and Firefighters Association has lobbed a ball, if you will, into the court of the state government by saying, yeah, we'll accept this if the state of Michigan does follow through on that promise to kick in $350 million to that grand bargain centered on the DIA and on the pensioners. So kind of a big message to lawmakers.
Right. I think it's sort of unclear where the ball or whose court it's in right now. I mean, you'd think it would be the states, but then again, there's also the general retirees. I think Governor Snyder had indicated he wanted to see at least agreements or negotiated settlements from both groups of retirees before they really start getting that process moving in Lansing to get that $350 million. That's the state's portion of this grand bargain. But, we will just have to wait and see. And it's not clear at this point sort of who's going to make that move first.
Certainly a fascinating story. And you can just see people studying this case in bankruptcy law for generations to come.
Absolutely.
Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter, Sarah Swick. Always good to talk with you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.